P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255, or go on our website, saveus.org, where you can do that right online. And there are just so many things. You know, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time is going to come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and turn to fables. But watch in all things. Make full proof of your ministry. You know, I want it to be said, when everything is wrapped up, however long the Lord gives me to continue to proceed here, I want it to be said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the last day. And not to me only, though, but to unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, I wish I could share. I probably have 15, 20 more of these emails here, letters and so on the broadcast desk that I wanted to share with you. We just can't get to them all, but at least you get a sense. Many of these had to do with marriage and divorce and remarriage. Some were thanking, just overwhelming thanksgiving. Another just said, oh, I wish I had known 11 years ago what I know now. Here's a Roman Catholic who has regularly listened to our program on the way home from work. He says, listen to your program has changed me to dig ever deeper into my beliefs, and for that I am grateful and thank you. Well, thank you, friends, for listening to this program. I trust it is a blessing to you. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Well, let me close with this email. A thank you. Sometimes when I listen to other prophecy teachers, even those I agree with, I'm depressed for the rest of the day. But I want to thank you for your broadcast, because no matter what you are led to teach us, your boundless, exuberant joy that Jesus is coming makes me realize that I need not fear what man can do to me. I'm happy instead of sad, strong instead of weak. And I pray with renewed urgency for those who are not saved, because our redemption is nigh. Well, I hope you believe that too. Prepare the way of the Lord, for our redemption is nigh. Make sure, friends, go ahead and get that book, The Power of Hospitality. We talked about the book Out of Egypt. People's lives have been changed by these books, and then most recently, The Secret of the Lord, The Hidden Truth That Defines Your Destiny. Just had a radio broadcaster heard me on another person's program, Dr. Stan Monteith's program. He listened to the program and he said, I've got to have a case of those books to distribute through my radio station. So he bought a whole case of 20 books, gave him a nice discount to get them out. The Secret of the Lord. I'll do the same for you if you'll help get the message out. God bless you. Be a blessing. And again, become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless, and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliate station.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing in the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of views of our good friend Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And we're going to be talking about the things that are going on in the world. And one of the biggest things recently is, of course, the fact that President Obama has actually canceled the Keystone Pipeline. Apparently, it was to go from the Alberta area where they have the tar sands, and it was to go down through Nebraska down to the Gulf Coast, and there'd be refining there, and it would give us a tremendous access to oil. And Obama has canceled that. Of course, 20,000 jobs are gone. I certainly we would have had energy independence, or at least moving rapidly towards that, along with all the other oil and natural gas being developed here. And everybody says, Obama certainly canceled the Keystone Line. It was the environmentalists. The environmentalists certainly make up a fraction of 1% of the vote. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is all part and parcel of wanting to hurt our economy. That oil is now going to go to China. And the whole purpose of the people who control Obama is to build up the economy of China and Malaysia and other countries throughout the world as they lower our living standards here. And if you don't believe that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs, page 405, where he tells how they are raising the living standards throughout the world. His comment was, well, what would other people have done? I mean, look what how we've raised living standards throughout the world, and we have. But they're in the process of lowering living standards here. And when you read these articles in the paper, they're simply there to confuse you. And they, it was the environmentalists. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't Obama simply is controlled by the Trilateral Commission. He does what he's told. He does not make the decisions on his own. And the sooner you understand there's a small group that controls both political parties, controls the military, controls the banking, controls the corporation, controls the educational system, the tax-exempt foundations, the media, the better things are going to be. And if you doubt that, go to my website, radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and just type in on your search engine RadioLiberty.com, Trilateral Commission. Read what Barry Goldwater said. Look at the people who surround Obama. Only perhaps 80 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission here in the United States, and 12 of them. 12 of them. 12 of them were the initial cabinet and key positions of the Obama administration. Do you think that's by accident, or the fact that the newly appointed premier of Greece just happens from come from the Trilateral Commission, and the newly appointed premier of Italy come from the Trilateral Commission over there in Europe? I mean, there's about maybe 300 people who run the world, and there are people who are in key positions. And the fact that you don't realize this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think of after that diatribe. Bob Chapman, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty good.
Well, I know if you disagree with what I said, go ahead and speak up, but I know that you know what's going on better than most people.
No, I don't disagree, but the real reason behind it is that Mr. Buffett bought the Northern Railroad, and they expected to take the oil down on the railroad to the refining area. And that pipeline would have screwed that. And so that's what it's all about.
Oh, you're ready to say, well, that's a good thought. I hadn't even thought of that. But already, are we going to get the oil or the Chinese going to get it? Hold that thought. We'll be right back with just a moment with our good friend Bob Chapman with an interesting thought. Go right ahead, Bob.
No, the Chinese will get the oil.
Okay.
And that's the way it'll be, and that's what they've decided. They think that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Well, they want to take over all the public property, and a lot of the islands and other things that there, Greek islands, are public property, and the elite want to take them over. And suddenly, Mr. Papademos' brother, who's a physician, just bought an $800 million estate. $800 million. This guy's a doctor. Boy, he must practice expensive medicine. I wouldn't want to go to him. But apparently there is an opposition party that there's going to be an election. And if the opposition should win, and of course whether the election will be rigged like so many elections are right here in the United States and elsewhere, but if the opposition should win by some chance, why, they're going to do an extensive investigation of all the corruption in Italy and Greece that's been there that's got them to this tragic state they are today. But certainly that looks the way it's going to go is that Greece is going to have to default, and the banks are going to have to take a 50 or 60 or 70% loss. And, of course, the last thing that they want to do is lose that money. I mean, after all, they lent good money to Greece. They never should have done it because there was no way Greece was ever going to be able to pay the money back. However, if Greece does default, it will have a profound impact on the United States. Why? Because our banks were writing insurance policies on the Greek bonds, you know. The whole idea was, you know, people borrow money, they pay it back. Well, just in case they didn't get their money back, people wanted insurance policies. So our banks wrote insurance policies without any money to back them up. And we're talking, you know, probably hundreds of billions of dollars down the line of insurance policies written by our banks with no money behind them. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Go right ahead, Bob.
It's the ultimate crap game. They turned everything into a casino and it's been that way for a long time now. I think what's going to happen in Europe is the money, which has been lent by the Federal Reserve to the European Central Bank, and what they're doing is illegal. It's $1 trillion. $600 billion has been given out to 523 banks to lend or roll their bonds or whatever they want to do with it. But one of the interesting things about this that everybody misses is they can use fractional banking, and even prudently, $10 trillion is what that $1 trillion can turn into. And that money probably will be used to buy back bonds. I think I've identified them buying treasuries already, and they perceive that the dollar is safer than the euro, and really none of them are safe. And the interest rates are hardly worth doing, but they do it anyway. And what's going to happen after that is money will slosh out of Europe into England and the United States. And that's why 3 or 4 weeks ago I said I'm changing my estimate for GDP for the United States. And I felt it would go from a -1.5 to a +1.5 to 2% because of those available funds.
But of course, this is a faulty way to get gross domestic product up. You just create all this money out of nothing. I mean, the Federal Reserve created $8 trillion out of nothing, swapped it with Europe for the European Central Bank. And so the European Central Bank now has $1 trillion to lend. That $1 trillion lent to the banks. The banks then use the fractional reserve system to turn the $1 trillion into $10 trillion, and voila, we've got out of the debt. Everything's fine. The happy days are here again. The economy's going to boom, and it will boom for a short period of time until, of course, prices begin rising in response to the increase in the money supply. And then, of course, eventually, what do you figure? Maybe a year or two from years from now?
And that'll be about right. It all depends on what they create. If they don't create anything at all, it'll last a year. If they create, say, 3 to 1, probably last 2 years. They get these ongoing problems of these countries that are bankrupt. And it's not going to go away. It's either going to be defaulted on or covered. You know, covering hundreds of billions of dollars is not easy. And if you take the whole six together, just to go sideways this year, they'd need about $6 trillion. So this is a big problem.
And
nothing's been solved.
It's
nothing.
All built upon debt. And if you listen to what Ron Paul says, he says, we've got to liquefy the debt. We've got to do away with the debt. And I don't think anybody really understands what he's saying, but you can't have a sound economy built upon debt, at least not for any period of time. It'll work for, they can stretch it out a few more years, but the longer they stretch it out, the worse is going to be the ultimate depression and collapse. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. There's no way around it. The big question is, how long can they keep it going before they'll have to realign currencies and have a multilateral debt settlement, and that will come. And there's so many of these people running hither and yon telling us that next week's the week for the dollar to be devalued, or 6 months from now, or whatever it is. They don't have a clue to what they're talking about. And that's why I've been right and they've been wrong.
Well, I think we're just going to have to wait and see. There is a timetable. We're not privy to the timetable. So there are all sorts of things out there. There's a very real possibility of a conflict in the Near East, the Middle East, and the Russians are rattling sabers, and the Chinese are rattling sabers, and the Iranians are rattling sabers, and the Israelis are rattling sabers, and certainly if a war should come, why, you never know how it's going to end. We live in very, very uncertain times. George Soros is suggesting that, of course, our economy is going to collapse. With that, there'll be violence in the streets. And, of course, the violence in the streets has come about because of the Occupy Wall Street movement, which he is financing. They want to disrupt our society. How they're going to do it, the pattern, we're just going to have to wait and see. I'm amazed at how efficient they are, though. They know exactly what they're doing. They take it step by step by step. And so much of this, I believe, is intentionally designed to confuse the American people so they cannot see the forest for the trees. But eventually, the whole monetary system comes down. But whether it's a matter of weeks or months or years, or decades, we don't know. I'm amazed they've kept it going as long as they have. Aren't you, Bob?
Absolutely. If you remember the series in American Opinion, in the late 1960s, they expected 1970 would be the year. And enough people got informed, and at that time they could use the legislature. It wasn't bought and paid for the way it is today. And they stopped what the insiders wanted to do. But it's taken them a long time. It's been a long fight. And they are in trouble. And this, I don't think there's any way they can get themselves out.
No, but they can put off the day of reckoning, and when the day of reckoning comes, it'll be far worse than if they'd done what was right 20 years ago. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'd like to know what you think about what's going on. If you have a question or comment for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Now, Bob has pointed out in his newsletter that things of the economy is just picking up a little bit here in the United States. Some slight increase in home sales, some increase in manufacturing as some people are doing a little bit more buying. Certainly we still have a high unemployment rate, but about 80% of our population is still employed. And as long as you have a lot of employed people, those people are going to be buying as if there's no tomorrow. For those people who are out of work, we have about 29 million Americans who are either unemployed, underemployed, or are given up looking for work. But we've got another hundred million who are working, so they're really not that concerned, and most of them really can't imagine that this whole thing is heading for collapse. Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I think Bob is absolutely right. All of this money that they're pouring out, this $1 trillion that they've swapped with Europe, is going to have an impact. Do you think there's going to be additional a quantitative easing here in the United States as well?
Yes. And that will come by the Fed to the banks to buy the toxic waste that they have. And that toxic waste is mortgages, within bonds. And they'll probably relieve them of a couple of trillion over the next couple of years. So that'll supply those banks with money that they wouldn't have had otherwise. And the balance sheet for the Fed will go to $5-6 trillion. They don't care. They just do what they want to do. That's why Ron Paul is so important.
And, of course, the thing is, of course, the purpose of the Fed was to give us a stable currency, which they haven't done, to keep unemployment down, which they haven't done. But the purpose, the true purpose of the Fed is to enrich the elite and, of course, to impoverish the people. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Dean calling from Spokane. Hi, Dean. Do you have a question for our guest?
I do have a question for your guest tonight, Bob Chapman.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The gentleman that just was on before me, I took care of my question, and Bob took care of the answer. So thank you very much.
Okay, very good. Well, then we'll go to Bob, calling from Lansing, Michigan. Again, the question, for Bob. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Bob in Lansing, do you have a question for Bob Chapman?
Yes, I do. I recently watched a three-hour video on YouTube, and the title of it was The Money Masters by Bill Still. And I'm sure, Bob Chapman, you've seen Money Masters. It's about 15 years old. And one of the things that argues in that video, I think the whole thing, the whole point of the three-hour video is to, that we should have a monetary system based upon fiat currency published by the federal government and getting rid of the Federal Reserve and not going on a gold standard again, because the international bankers will once again control the gold standard, which they've done for hundreds of years. And I'm really being persuaded, myself and a group of friends, we're having meetings, we're talking about this. We're really wondering about this idea of going ahead with a fiat currency controlled by the federal government for the purpose of breaking the power of the international bankers. What do you think of that?
Let me just interject, Bob. Chapman, I'm going to be very interested in
your... It's going to cost you.
Oh, certainly, I want to know what you think about that, Bob Chapman, because William Steele's a personal friend. However, certainly, he knows how I feel, and I know how he feels. I want to know how Bob Chapman feels. What is your response to this idea that we can take, certainly, the power to create money and turn it over to irresponsible politicians who will do the right thing? Go ahead.
It's foolish.
I think that that's the answer, Bob.
I mean, it's over and over again. We see the same thing happen. And they talk about issuing U.S. notes, and we won't need the gold to back anything up. And the reason why is that the government will make sure that the U.S. notes are what they are, and they won't be besmirched by fiat creation. Wait a minute. No one has ever showed me any one figure whatsoever that these people behind the scenes that we speak of here own any gold at all.
I have another
question.
Where
do these figures come from? Ether?
I do have another question, if I could ask it.
You go right ahead, but I'd simply point out before you go on, I like William Still, but he and Ellen Brown are both espouse the same thing. And they will tell you this system will work, that said that we have to take the power away from the bankers. Can't have any sort of anchor. We've got to depend upon the politicians not to expand the money supply. And even though the system backed by gold is imperfect because man is imperfect, why, it keeps them from expanding the money supply. And that is the reason why the gold standard has been the standard of monetary systems for thousands of years. You go back to the time of ancient Greece, the time of ancient Rome, and gold and silver has been the standard because you couldn't expand the amount of it. And this, it's a beautiful idea. I've debated William Still. We've agreed to disagree. And I think he's wrong. I think that Bob Chapman thinks he's wrong. And I'm not about to take a chance once again on anybody, certainly trusting anybody. The only thing I trust is the fact there's not that much gold out there, and you tie money to gold, they can't expand the money supply and destroy us. They're going to destroy us, and they're going to do it again. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bob, go ahead from Lansing. Do you have another question?
Yes, I am desperately seeking an answer. As you say, Dr. Stan, I have agreed with you for all of my adult life. I thought exactly as you thought, and it's just recently, within the last few weeks, I've been maybe a little bit persuaded by Bill Still's position. But I'm still searching for another answer. What about this? I've heard libertarians propose the idea of what they call free market money, allowing anybody who wants to print money, say like Exxon Oil could print one, and it wouldn't be fractional reserve. It'd be based upon oil and immediately and easily redeemable. And what do you think about the idea of free market money?
Bob, what do you think about free market money backing money with oil?
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
All right, telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
There are a lot of people out there who are trying to confuse the issue as far as what should back our money. Oh, we'll have tally sticks. That's what Bill still wants. He wants to use little pieces of wood, you know, specially designed. That's, of course, what time what they used in London and England. But its system didn't work. It failed. Some people want to use property. They used that certainly back in 1879 after the French Revolution, and they used the property they'd stolen from the Catholic Church as the basis for their monetary supply. And the system didn't work. The gold system has always worked. It worked certainly for about 300 years. We had a stable currency system until America went off the gold system. Well, first of all, we doubled the price of gold in 1933, and Roosevelt did that. And then, of course, they could double the monetary supply. And so they got artificial prosperity by doubling the monetary supply, but they didn't really increase. All they did was simply increased the price of gold so they could print more money. But then in 1971, when they took us off the gold standard, the whole world went off the gold standard, we began the current economic cycle that is going to end in disaster. We've seen prices spiraling upwards, and we've lost approximately 97% of the value of the 1913 dollar, 96-97% of the value of that. And of course, gold has gone from $20 an ounce in 1920, 1933, up to, with the current to close of the day, about $1,670. From $20 to $1,620. And it doesn't mean, of course, that gold is that much more valuable. It just means that the money is that much less valuable. When you have a solid monetary system, you can have a solid currency and a solid economy. Destroys the value of our monetary system, and you can have temporary prosperity, which is what you have. And you can provide everything for everybody, Social Security, Medicare. But eventually, if you keep spending 43 cents out of every dollar has to be borrowed, eventually the whole thing comes down into a heap of ashes, and all you'll hear will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And you will have destroyed the pensions, the annuities, the bonds, the insurance policies. Everything in our society that's built upon a monetary system will be destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's in the process now, and when this house of cards comes tumbling down, none of us will be unscathed. Before we go on, Bob, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and subscribe to the International Forecaster. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go ahead, Bob.
The International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, social and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesday and Saturday by email. Runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And everything that you need to know each week, we believe, is in the International Forecaster. You get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.INTFORECASTER.com, intoforecaster.com. For those of you who want to question answered, and we answer everybody, or would like a copy of the publication, or would like a copy of our most recent recommendations in gold and silver shares, which I have been very, very successful in this past year. You can email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at INTFORECASTER.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. We've got John calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I was wondering about something. We all know that the Constitution specifically states that gold and silver should be used as the means of exchange between buyer and seller. But what I'm wanting to ask is, would that imply that the economy should be a barter system?
Not by my measure, so to speak. You might call the exchange of coins between one another bartering with gold and silver coins.
But basically, gold and silver is to be the basis of the banking system, John. I mean, certainly the banks then could issue a coinage, or the states could issue banknotes, but there had to be a gold and silver basis for those banknotes. That's what it was all about. Do you understand that? Okay. It was not to do away with the banking system. That's the purpose for the banking system. But it was to try to make banks act responsibly, and they had to have the backing for the money that they created. And the states had to have the banking, the gold and silver for the money they created. Anything else you wanted to ask?
No, that was a good answer. I really like that.
Okay, God bless, and thank you so much. Let's go to John calling from... Another John calling from Spokane. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John from Spokane. Go ahead, you have a question for Bob?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I sure do. This is kind of a hypothetical question. But as we study the Bible prophecy, we note that it indicates that at some future date, maybe not that distant, there will arise a one-world system under the Antichrist. And although many say that not all countries will be involved, some will rebel, won't join, et cetera, et cetera. But my question is, it was kind of sparked by a previous caller talking about the benefits of a fiat versus gold-backed system. Do you think if such a system ever arises under, an evil one-world leader, that he will use a fiat monetary system of some sort, or do you think he will use a gold-backed system?
Definitely not gold.
That's kind of what I think, too, because it seems to me that...
They can print limitlessly.
Yes, a fiat type system allows those who control it to control everything, it would be.
Right. Okay, you've answered your own question.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dr.
God bless. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. In fact, I really do believe in many respects, the fiat money system we have today has a strong occult foundation, because you get into the background of many of our major bankers and major banking families, you are find that they are founded in the occult. Sidney J.P. Morgan, that old J.P. Morgan, one time said to be, right along with the Rothschilds, the richest man in the world, but J.P. Morgan was deeply involved in the occult. He was involved in astrology, as were the Rothschilds, and are members of the Rockefeller family today. And until we understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, so little of what's going on today makes sense. Some of the things that are happening today as far as our relationship with Iran, but when we have men trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to solve the problem of Iran, if you analyze what they're doing, it just doesn't make sense unless you understand there are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing and directing world leaders towards, I believe, a cataclysmic event that is coming in the not-too-distant future. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Bob Chapman. Bob, are you there?
I am here.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Sidney, what do you foresee happening as far as the economy here in the United States? Certainly we find seem to be picking up a little bit. Reading your latest international forecaster, you almost sounded as if you felt that maybe things were going to pick up a little. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think we can have 1.5 to 2% GDP growth this year. And I think the same or a little less for England and Europe. And that's because of the enormous amount of money that's going to be shoved into the system. And that's why the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P and NASDAQ indexes are going where they are, because they know that is usually the result of pouring money into an economy. And so with that said, how high is the market going to go up? Well, I think it's going to be restrained by a poorer display of earnings this year I think earnings will rise probably 15%. And I think that that is quite a come down from where it's been in the last few years. As you know, particularly major corporations have accomplished buying off everybody in sight. And they'll continue to do that if they have to. Unemployment will stay relatively the same, 22.5%. And there's just no plan on the drawing board to help people get jobs or create jobs. There's nothing.
And, of course, this is happening because of a massive increase in the monetary supply. The Fed Reserve System just created $1 trillion. I mean, where is the outcry? And then, of course, they swapped it with the European Central Bank, and then they started lending it out to the banks, and then the banks started leveraging it and created, we don't know how much they created, but they could create as much as $10 trillion in response to the $1 trillion. Isn't it wonderful? The good times are going to roll again. And this is the basic way that the system works. The only trouble is that one of these days, why, of course, you create all that money, and then, of course, the money begins to compete for the goods that are out there, and if prices of goods begin to go up, and you begin to get inflation, and then, of course, things level off, and then with higher prices, the economy begins to slow down. So then you've got to create more money again. And then more money again, and more money again. And that's how the system goes until eventually why money loses its value. And that's how inflation comes about. Isn't that right, Bob?
And how you protect yourself is by owning gold and silver coins, bullion, and shares. It's pretty simple. There's nothing complicated about it. And you should do that. With extra money that you have.
And if they can convince you, oh, you don't want to own gold and silver, what we really need to do is, as Bill Still says, is use tally sticks, little sticks of wood, you know, especially designed the basis of a monetary system, or use oil as the basis of the monetary system, or use whatever commodity you want to, or just turn the responsibility over to members of Congress, because we know they'll act responsibly, don't we? And ladies and gentlemen, if they can keep you believing that way, you're not going to try to protect your life savings by going into gold and silver. And of course, when the whole economic system collapses, and when, of course, the welfare system collapses, and there is no more in the way of money for food stamps, and there is no money for so many of the pension funds that we've become dependent upon, and the whole the medical system collapses, you're going to see, I think George Soros is right, violence in our streets as people have a sense of hopelessness already. An awful lot of people in the Occupy Wall Street movement, they've lost their homes, they've lost their jobs. There's students who graduated from school after studying for 4 or 8 years, and they've got a $50,000 or $80,000 loan, and there are no jobs for them. And they're mad, and they've got a good reason to be mad, without understanding, of course, that they've fallen into the trap, and of course, they've gotten themselves into debt. And whenever you get yourselves into debt, comes the time when you're going to have to pay the money back. And they've designed the student loan system so you can't get out of it. You can't go bankrupt. Why? Because they want, of course, a tremendous round of unrest in this country. There are three steps ahead of us, and of course, out of this unrest will come the imposition of ever more police state control in the name, of course, of preserving our freedom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and I see increasing political unrest in our society. What about you, Bob?
I do, too. And, I mean, how do you think Republicans in the three states where they've had primaries feel about the cheating that has gone on, sponsored by the Republican National Committee? Now, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars buying people, buying computer specialists to rig the elections. It's obvious. They're all rigged. So, confidence in the system, it's waning.
Right. So let's go to
they keep on doing what they're doing. There's only one recourse left for the rat that's in the corner, and he attacks.
Well, let's go to Eric calling from Michigan. Hi, Eric. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Stan, quickly. Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch, these rating agencies or corporations, whatever they are. I heard on another broadcast, Genesis, today that there's some sort of a currency monetary war going on. It was some spokesperson from the Merkel's party describing the fact that those ratings agencies, which have apparently downgraded their whatever it is they downgraded, is creating a currency war. And I was wondering if Bob could explain it. I'm really baffled by all that.
Well, because you're talking about Fitch, Standard & Poor, or Moody, they've downgraded the value of certainly French loans and the Greek loans. And you would like to talk a little bit about that, Bob?
Oh, yeah. First of all, what Mrs. Merkel is saying and others are saying in Europe, well, it's on its back. The U.S. have arranged for these rating agencies to downgrade some 11 major sovereign countries. And they say, first of all, why are foreign
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Okay, right. Go ahead, Bob. We're just talking about lowering the rating of the solvency.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
be more expensive than for them to borrow money, and it's because it's getting very expensive to borrow money in Greece and Portugal and Spain and Italy because, of course, of the unreliability of the economies over there. We're going to have some difficult times. It's going to get harder and harder on those countries. There's going to be more and more austerity, more and more of the people over there are going to lose their jobs and their life savings and their pensions and hope. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, Eric. And Bob, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. We'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you all for listening.
Good night. And, of course, that was Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, and it's well worthwhile reading Bob's commentary. He has a tremendous grasp of what's going on. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, we're expanding our network of stations as rapidly as we can, and so we do need your help. We try to get on as many stations as we can, and we've picked up probably six or eight stations over the last 4 or 5 months, and we're at least somewhere in America, people are hearing the truth every week, and so that we have altogether probably 70 to 75 outlets at the present time, and of course we picked up some new outlets through the Genesis Network and the Access Network, and so the new networks that are coming on board with Radio Liberty. If you'd like to become part of our team, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. To understand the spiritual foundation of the battle we're involved in, you need to read my book or watch the DVD or Brotherhood of Darkness or do both of them. And then, of course, we suggest that you get my talk. It's on DVD, The Dark Secret, and there's a syllabus with it. Another talk, on DVD. It's called The Forbidden Secret, comes with the syllabus. Now, there is a book by the same title by our good friend Jonathan Gray that goes into the religious aspects of what's going on, and he does this very, very well. We carry the book, but it causes some confusion because his book is called The Forbidden Secret, and my talk is called The Forbidden Secret. Don't get them confused. If you want to understand how we have been financing communism and fascism and the North Vietnamese so we could have a war, you need to get my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. If you want to know how we have established communist dictatorships throughout the world, you need to get our DVD, World Revolution. That's World Revolution. And so one would be The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. The other would be The World Revolution, and of course there you have an interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, and you'll find it fascinating. Ambassador Smith was the ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. He'll tell you we knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The president knew, the State Department knew, the CIA knew. We put the communist in power down there in Cuba, and we've kept him in power ever since then. And David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. Why would they do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, nothing you believe is true. You need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he readily admits on 405 that he is part of a secret cabal that is conspiring against the best interests of our country, to bring about a new international order. And, of course, how they're doing everything they can to raise the living standards throughout the rest of the world. And they really are. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be right back.
and revive her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with wool.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish, who's recovering from open-heart surgery and certainly a quadruple bypass and an aortic valve replacement, and I can certainly sympathize with him because I had the same thing, and he was telling me how he just doesn't want to eat anything, he has no appetite, and I went through exactly the same thing after I'd had my almost identical surgery. But I think hopefully Barry's getting better, and we asked him to come on this evening and perhaps talk about the transfer agreement. Now, to most people, the idea, you've never heard of the transfer agreement, you've never heard of Eugene Black's book, going into the fact that there were some Jewish leaders who were working intimately with Adolf Hitler. Let me repeat that. There were certain Jewish leaders who were working very closely with Adolf Hitler to facilitate the Holocaust, and there were other world leaders who were working to write along with us, certainly when it became obvious there was going to be terrible Jewish persecution in Germany. Why? Because many Jews wanted to get out of Germany. They wanted to go to other countries where they and their families would be safe, and they tried to come to America. They got under ships, they came to America, and they were turned away. They went to England, they were turned away. Everything was done to force them to go back to Israel, either to go to Israel or go to Palestine. But if you didn't go to Palestine, there was going to be no escape from the Holocaust. And much of this was coordinated by certain Jews. Now, why would any Jewish person want, of course, to allow millions of Jews to be killed? Well, it's because they had a different agenda. Until we understand that agenda, until we understand what happened back at the time of the Holocaust in the 1930s and 1940s, it's very difficult to understand so much of what's going on today. And so without further ado, because you'll learn much more from Barry than you will from me, Barry, you pick up the story. Barry, you go ahead and pick up the story.
I'm here.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, your summation was pretty well right.
All right, well, if it isn't right, you correct it any way you want to. I won't be offended, don't worry.
Well, what it came down to is that the labor Zionists who controlled the Jewish agency, which I guess was the capital of Jewish affairs in Jerusalem, they cut a deal with the Nazis. Now, it's not easy, if you're not an economist, to understand this. But the deal was that you wipe out Germany, that is, wipes out any Jewish opposition, and leaves only one Jewish organization standing. And that, of course, was the labor Zionists of Palestine. And by the way, we're talking about the founders of Palestine. We're talking, well, Chaim Herzog, the peacemakers of today, all right? Let's put it in those terms. they were the peacemakers of 1933.
Well, I think that one thing that's important for people to understand is a lot of people are Zionists. I consider myself a Zionist. I believe that that God has a purpose behind bringing the children of Israel back to Israel at this time. But certainly there are a lot of, many Jewish people are Zionists, but they're not labor Zionists. This is a specific sect of Judaism, which is really very much anti-Jewish.
Well, it's a cult. A political cult.
Go right ahead.
Well, they had cut a deal with the Nazis. It worked this way, that you allow us to continue, and we'll get Jews to Palestine, and we'll force them to buy German goods. Now, this may not seem all that profitable, but apparently you get 80,000 Jews. That's how many they got by the end into Palestine, and they only are allowed to buy German furniture, German cars. Everything has to be German. Apparently this 80,000 had a very powerful effect on the German economy. So the deal was, and also these Zionists knew the alternative, that Hitler could wipe out their movements with all the other movements. So let's give them a deal. You get these Jews so repressed, so harassed, so world weary, they come to Palestine to live, and we'll make sure they only buy German goods. That's the core of the transfer agreement. But there's so much along the side. Now, first of all, the governments that agreed not to grant refuge to these repressed Jews, it's uncanny. It's beyond the United States. Canada, it was in the Caribbean, worldwide, any Jew who tried to escape Nazi Germany in 1933 was sent back to Nazi Germany. The choice was Israel or nothing. And with that choice in mind, they managed to get themselves a doubling of the population of Israel during the 30s, and a very German, Jewish presence in Israel. All through the 30s, Israel was mostly German. Now, keeping this in mind, you have to know it wasn't easy to get the transfer agreement passed. But
now hold that just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is describing the transfer agreement. Now, this is a cult of Judaism. It's called the Labor Zionists. Don't confuse them with Zionists. Don't confuse them with the Labor Party. This is a specific group. It's called
The Labor Party.
Okay.
No confusion whatsoever.
Okay.
They're the Labor Party of Israel.
All right. They're the Labor Party of Israel. Thank you for correcting me. Because, I don't know Jewish politics as well as you do, but basically this is what became the Labor Party of Israel, but they were initially the Labor Zionists, and they wanted to get Jews to go to Palestine. So basically they made a deal with the Nazis. You certainly go along with us and facilitate the Jews going to Israel, and you can harass the Jews, do whatever you want to. We will see that no other country in the world will take Jews, so Jews will be forced, German Jews will be forced to go to Palestine. Of course, the other thing is that when they get to Palestine, they will buy German goods. So you'll make a lot of money here. The Nazis will make a lot of money from selling products to the Jews in Palestine. We will not object to the Holocaust and the persecution of Jews as long as you work with us to take the Jews to Palestine. The Transfer Agreement by Eugene Black, a very important book, which everybody...
Edwin Black.
Go right ahead.
It wasn't Eugene Black, it was Edwin Black.
I stand corrected. Go ahead.
Look, there were very active anti-Nazi movements in 1933 worldwide that was threatening the likelihood that Nazism would survive very long. What the labor Zionists of Jerusalem, and by the way, these are the big names. This is David Ben-Gurion. This is Golda Meir. These are the founders of Israel. When you read the transfer agreement, the names of the, well, really, this is just plain treachery. It, negotiating with the Nazis and coming to an agreement with them was treason. Look, outright treason. But that's what they did. Well, all the Jews of the rest of the world were planning to boycott Nazi Germany and were getting all kinds of allies worldwide. The Jewish, well, back then it was called the Sochnut, the Jewish agency run by the labor Zionists, were working in an opposite direction. Their goal was to bust the boycott. All right, plain and simple. I think you got that message. Now, to get it through, first of all, there was an opposition in Israel. They were called the Revisionist Jews. That became Herut, and that became the Likud. In short, the government running Israel today is from the hated opposition, the Revisionist Jews. Now, they had to be dealt with. And what they did, first of all, they banned membership. If you belonged to Herut, you were in an illegal organization. They banned membership to, well, the Revisionists. But then, in 1933, word got out about the transfer agreement, and the Revisionists went nuts. What are you doing negotiating with the Nazis? So no Jew's going to negotiate with the Nazis. And they were really riling a good part of the Jewish population of Israel. Because, frankly, no one could be in favor of cutting a deal with the Nazis. And they had every chance of making sure this transfer agreement was never signed. They had the opposition, they had the numbers, they had the forces, but then dirty tricks, the same dirty tricks as labor Zionists are pulling today, came to the fore. Now, in case you're wondering, labor has, two dozen members of the Knesset, and that's 120 members. They've got a couple dozen of them. Why are they in the cabinet? Why is labor leader Ehud Barak in charge of defense? It should make no sense. It makes plenty of sense to me, but it should make no sense. The Israeli people have rejected them, totally, completely rejected them. They'll never, ever win a parliamentary election ever again. But back in 33, they pulled tricks. Their major trick, well, it was a two-pronged attack. Prong number one, get the Revisionists. That was first on labor's mind, get rid of all opposition for good. And trick number two was to create an Israel in the socialist model. Now, at the same time, when the revisionists were telling their members to forget about inter-Jewish political fighting and that and concentrate on Hitler, that's what Jabotinsky, Chaim Jabotinsky, was the leader of the revisionists. He said, forget labor Zionism, concentrate on our real enemy, the Nazis. Meanwhile, David Ben-Gurion, a major figure in what is, well, it's Jewish labor, leave it at that, said the first priority we have is to get rid of the revisionists. They went to war using every filthy trick they could come up with to get their agenda, meaning the transfer agreement, passed, and the revisionists thrown into the dustbin of history. They were that determined. Now, what you've got is, well, I'll tell you how the transfer agreement got passed. There's 1933, the World Jewish Congress meets in Prague. The labor Zionists have the majority of the head table, enough to assert their influence, but not completely. They couldn't assert their independence to the point where the transfer agreement was not debated. Now, this was a three-day conference, and the opposition wanted to know the details of this agreement that their very nation, Israel, was about to sign with the Nazis. The labor Zionists used all their power to make sure not a detail was released to the Jewish public or any public. And then they came up with a murder. The chief negotiator for the transfer agreement was Chaim Arlozorov. And by the way, this guy, you want to talk leftist, I mean, he was breaking all the rules of Eretz Yisrael, the nation of Israel, the new Zionist enterprise. He was cutting deals by national agreements with the Arabs. He was setting, well, he, in short, was the man responsible for getting the transfer agreement to be law, essentially law. It wasn't, look, back in 33, the British had Jerusalem, not the Jews. But nonetheless, whatever went on in that World Jewish Agency, the Soknut, the agency, became Jewish law. What it came down to is Arlozorov started the transfer agreement, started the negotiations, was in mid, well, they weren't signed yet, but they were midway to being signed. He was murdered. He was shot to death in a public park with his wife beside him. And that, well, if you want to stop the transfer agreement, just kill the guy negotiating for it. Except who killed him? The real problem, who killed Chaim Arlozorov? What the, again, the labor Zionists, the closest thing to law in Israel for Jews, investigated. And they found two... Oh, I hear the music.
Well, do you think there's a sort of a setup, Judy, to distract people away, that this whole thing was a diversional movement?
It was useful.
Right. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this was so evil and wicked people's thing to do. These people were actively working with the Nazis against the Jewish people. They were certainly going to destroy any opposition to the Holocaust. It would lead to the murder of 6 million Jews. But the whole idea was they were going to get Jews to start moving to Palestine. How else would you get the Jewish people?
No, a certain Jew. It wasn't just Jews.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Barry. You were saying a certain Jew.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
To be a Jewish Messiah, had recruited people, Jewish people, into an anti-Jewish movement. And then some 60 years or so later, along comes another fellow, a Jewish fellow named Joseph Frank, and they says
Jacob Frank,
and Jacob basically began recruiting Jews to believe that he is a Messiah as well. So basically, of course, but these are Jews who do not like Judaism. They hate the God of Israel, and certainly they hate traditional Jews. Pick the story up there, Barry.
Well, what you have in Sabbateanism is a burnt offering. Killing any Jew who doesn't believe that Shabbat Tzvi is the Messiah is a blessing. This led directly to the Holocaust. Now, we're going back to the laws of murder. What the labor Zionists did is stage events. They arrested these hapless, innocent people who were released within a year. But they hammered away at the message, the violent revisionists murdered Chaim Arlozorov. The fact of the matter is they did nothing of the sort. But with evidence or without, it doesn't matter, they spread this libel right through to the new Jewish state, the myth of Chaim Arlozorov murdered by right-wingers. Never, ever has any suspect from the right wing been connected to that murder. But way back in 33, they used the murder to blacken all opposition, and Israel became thoroughly labor-dominated. They threw out the revisionists. That is the Likud. Now we go back to the original issue. What happened after this Congress in Prague? What happened is the labor Zionists and the Nazis signed an agreement. In 1932, some 250 organizations represented German Jewry. In 1934, only one remained, labor Zionism. With the blessings of the Nazis, they set up camps where they trained their young people for the tough life in Israel, and they took doctors and lawyers. No matter what their profession or their standing, they made them into farmers. By the end, now again, the transfer agreement, you have to understand something important. The British ran Israel, and they, in 1939, well, they stopped immigration outright. They went to the ports, and there was no more Jewish immigration. Just before the World War II began, just before the Holocaust began. Now, of the of the Jewish leadership, Chaim Weizmann, who would later become president of Israel, in 1936, at the World Jewish Congress, I believe it was in Basel, told the delegates, there may not be 2 million Jews who will survive the upcoming Holocaust, but they will be strong and good for Israel. The rest are consigned to the ashpin of history. They were dirt. They were nothing.
And these were Jewish people who hated Jews, who would not go to Palestine, or certainly were not of the quality of the German Jews. They weren't German atheist Jews. Would that be correct?
Sure, why not?
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Barry Shamish, and this is something. Remember, Barry is coming from a Jewish point of view. He's this is his life. He's investigated these things for many years, in fact, because he was revealing so much of the corruption that existed in Israel, why he was forced to flee for his life, came to the United States, and we've been fortunate to have him on a regular basis here at Radio Liberty, keeping us abreast of what's really going on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and during the break, we play an old Kate Smith version of God Bless America, and we do that because at one time, America was a God-fearing nation, and America I grew up in was something I loved and was proud of, but we have some very evil men who have taken control of our government and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one-world government, which of course, is being installed, and this is why we have our troops in certainly 130 nations. This is why we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. And these things are not happening by accident. They're happening by intent, and it's about time the American people understood what's going on. I mean, basically, do we really need the 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world to protect America? No, of course not. But of course we can't let the American people realize the real basis of America's foreign policy is to use the financial and military power of America to bring about this one world government. In many ways, it sort of goes along with the things we're talking about. How suddenly the people of Israel were used, and there were powerful forces working with the Nazis, Jewish forces working with the Nazis to oppose any opposition to the Holocaust, with the idea, of course, that they were going to end up moving as many Jews as possible, specifically German Jews, to Israel, to Palestine, to create this different world society. And just as our leaders today are moving to create a different world society, so during the Second World War and the years leading up to it, as part of the transfer agreement, a group of Jews who hated Jewry were working behind the scenes to bring about Palestine. Go right ahead with the story, Barry.
Well, I can conclude the story, and that's from Edwin Black. He asks, why all this chicanery? What was behind this horrible, immoral agreement that the Jewish nation signed secretly? Most Jews in the 30s never heard of the transfer agreement, but that's the reason why the boycotts didn't work. The Jewish Agency of Jerusalem was leading the worldwide crusade against the boycott of the Nazis. Now, people who want to understand Israel can't understand how the country became what it became without this background. They may not lead the government anymore, and the people don't want labor in any form in their lives, but they control the building blocks of Israel. They control the trade, the economy. The whole financial system is all labor Zionism. I mean all. And that's how they control Israel. Now, Black asked the question, could a boycott actually have worked? And he answers the question. He said there was a brief period in time during the 30s when a concerted effort to boycott Nazi Germany would have spread worldwide except the labor Zionists sabotaged it. He said it could have worked, but the Jews kept the Nazis in power. The labor Zionists kept the Nazis in power.
And that is so far distant and foreign to the way that most Americans would look at it. But then most Americans don't really understand the history of Zionism and from whence Israel came from. But then, of course, after the war, many religious Jews did actually emigrate to Palestine, didn't they?
Emigrate. They had no homes. They were put on refugee boats. They emigrated when there was no other place to
go. Sure.
All right, now let's look. And by the way, it wasn't a very big emigration. They had to get the Sephardi Jews thrown out of their countries to provide the numbers for a Jewish state. But look what this Jewish state is becoming. Now watch out. Something very serious is going on in Judea and Samaria. Now Sarah Eliash, who's the deputy chairman of the Council of Jewish Communities in Judea and Samaria, is now calling for a vote. Well, her quote, "We plan to break off all contact with cabinet and Knesset members, the Army and Civil Lands Administration. We cannot give legitimacy to this absurd group. What they're planning in the next few weeks is that Judea and Samaria be completely separate from the Israeli government. Now, the reason there have been so many expulsions of Jewish communities lately, where they come in the army and the police and Arab workers, the ultimate insult, they come in, middle of the night, throw the families onto the street and bulldoze their homes. Now, what Sara Aliash is saying is that this is to facilitate the expulsions of the Jews from Judea and Samaria, and not in small numbers either. She claims that the Netanyahu government's promises, if accepted by the PLO, which they should, actually, they're going to force more than 100,000 Jews, many in large communities, out of their homes and out to fend for themselves. And finally, someone says this. Now, the big issue in Israel is the upcoming evacuation of a suburb of a place called Migron. This is gathering steam. Now, it's supposed to happen at the end of March.
Now, this is a settlement, I assume, in somewhere in Judea or Samaria, a Jewish settlement?
It's Samaria.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, the settlers, if you want to call them that, I call them residents, are not giving in. The site will only be evacuated with bloodshed. So the prime minister, well, he proposed a compromise. Now listen to this compromise. Those families in the Migron suburb will watch their homes be evacuated, but they will be moved to new homes closer to Migron. And we're talking about a mile.
Does anybody really believe he's telling the truth? This is what they told the people when they took them out of Gaza, too. You know, boy, you just go peacefully, everything should be fine. And they lied to them.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly what they told the residents of Gaza. It's the same plot. Sentence by sentence, the same strategy. Look, this is psychological warfare, and I think it's very crudely done. But nonetheless, the Israeli public are accepting expulsions, and no one is defending the residents. So I guess it's working. Now, what he's going to build a new neighborhood with the homes of the evacuated settlers nearer to the town site. And that's his compromise. What kind of a compromise is that? He presents it as a win-win situation. How do you win if you accept Netanyahu's proposal? The only win is remaining in their homes.
Well, you see, if they believe Netanyahu, I guess they're going to have homes. Probably the idea will be if you don't go peacefully, you'll end up with nothing. Go along with us, and you're going to get a nice home. But Netanyahu is lying. I mean, basically,
yes,
because there's no money to do this. And basically, government lies to people. They lied to get America. They've lied to us repeatedly here in America. Well, we would think that the people over there in Judea and Samaria realize that Netanyahu is not their friend, He is their enemy, and he represents a force that wants to destroy Israel, in my estimation.
Well, I spoke to Israel this week, my friend Eve, and he said that Israel is the most anti-Semitic country in the world. Outright. The police are used to surveil you and to arrest you and not to protect you. And, well, that was more than obvious. 2-3 days ago, the outpost of Gisa Bracha, outpost is suburb, really. It's connected to the town of Mitzpe Yericho, which is not an outpost, has been there for 30 years. Nonetheless, the police came in the middle of the night and threw the residents in a freezing cold night onto the street and bulldozed their homes in front of their eyes. Now, 9 of the residents were injured protesting what the army was doing to their homes. But here's the business about the Arabs. The Arabs were used, well, they ripped down the structures while laughing at the Jews while they did their work. It's not just insulting. You're using the enemy to knock down Jewish homes. In theory, that makes no sense. And that's happened this week. The settlers, you know, they can be pretty dumb, I gotta tell you, and they can be very naive, but they're getting the hint that they could be thrown out on any given night and all their possessions bulldozed before their eyes. They're starting to get a little ticked off.
Well, I would hope so. Basically, of course, there are people working within governments throughout the world who have no loyalty to their people. This whole thing of democracy, this is simply for the simpletons. They don't believe in representative government. There's a ruling elite in Israel, as there is a ruling elite in America and in England and in almost every country that has their own agenda. The last thing, though, is they want the people of their country to understand what's going on and to realize this theme of democracy is totally fraudulent. We have a ruling elite, they have their agenda, and you better go along with them or they will crush you.
How much time do we have?
We have just about 5 minutes.
All right. I'm going to finish off with a couple of interesting things. First of all, I'm going to plug myself. If you want to know about the transfer agreement, it's in my book, Israel Betrayed. You get that at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. And it'll take you to Israel Betrayed. My website is barrychamish.com. And, well, on Lulu as well, you have to type in my name properly. So it's C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and that will get you to Israel Betrayed, and BarryChalmers.com will get you to my website. Now, 2 very quick items. The first, Israel is going nuts, worried about Assad in Syria. Assad is going to fall. He's lost the loyalty of his people. He can't rule through force forever. But when he falls, Syria has huge stockpiles of chemical, biologic, all kinds of weapons, over 100,000 just on missiles. Who's going to get the weapons? Israel doesn't know what to do about this, because if, in fact, Assad falls, the weapons could be taken over by Hezbollah.
or the Muslim Brotherhood, and I'm sure the Muslim Brotherhood would probably be willing to work with Hezbollah, although the Muslim Brotherhood's really more Sunni, isn't it, rather than Shia?
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, Sydney, it will not fall into friendly hands, whether it's Hezbollah or the Muslim Brotherhood. They both hate Israel. Go ahead.
Well, one other incident from the Middle East. Now, there are serious reports, and I believe these reports, that a safe containing radioactive material was stolen in Egypt. It was going to be used to build its first power plant. Now, the UN Atomic Energy Agency says that the items that have gone missing are low-level radioactive sources. The UN confirmed it. And in this case, I'll believe the UN. There was a theft in Egypt of radioactive material. It's in somebody's hands. We don't know whose.
And I'm sure all of these things must really be disturbing to the Israeli people. I know I've talked to a friend of ours down in Chile who said that a certain number of Israelis are moving to Chile. They're frightened. They're leaving Israel. They want to get out. They feel something bad is going to happen. I really feel that something bad is going to happen, but then something bad may happen anywhere in the world today. We're moving into very uncertain times. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. If you go to his website, at the bottom of his articles, there's a PayPal button to you if you want to help him. Why, of course, Barry does some wonderful work. Barry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, well, this is the first radio show I've...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com.